Welcome to the HPCC Systems Podcast, your resource for gaining insight into the latest big data trends, hearing innovative ideas from the industry's thought leaders, and learning firsthand knowledge from our team of experts who manage and deploy HPCC Systems, a proven, data-intensive supercomputing platform designed for the enterprise to process and solve big data analytical problems. For more information, go to hpccsystems.com. Hello, I'm Trish McCall with LexisNexis. I manage community programs for HPCC Systems. Currently, I'm in beautiful Delray Beach, Florida for our internal engineering summit, and I'm taking advantage of my time here with all the big data brains to produce some podcasts. With me today, I have Bob Foreman, senior trainer with LexisNexis.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, welcome back. It's always good to have you on as a guest.
Welcome to our home territory here.
I'm loving the weather. And I also would like to introduce Gordon Smith, senior architect with LexisNexis. Welcome, Gordon.
Hi.
Gordon is developer of the ECO Playground, which is the topic for today's podcast. So for those who know, ECL is the enterprise control language behind the now open source HPCC Systems platform. So I thought it would be good to talk about how developers, regardless of their knowledge of ECL, can use the ECL Playground to their benefit. So I know we recently released the ECL Playground, but Gordon, what exactly is this tool?
Thanks, Trish. The ECL Playground is a web-based environment for submitting ECL and for playing with ECL. Its primary function in its current form is for somebody probably who's new to the language and who wants to just experiment, but isn't necessarily in a position to either install and set up an entire supercomputer or even install or download the client tools.
Okay. So what were your thoughts behind why this would be needed?
Well, it's one of those things that sort of fell out from another development cycle I was on. I also developed the graph control, which is it's a utility. It's a visualization of an executing graph on a supercomputer. Now, when we say graph there, what we mean is literally the data flow from start to finish, from the raw data sets coming in to the production-ready data sets at the other end. And it allows the ECL developer to see, in a visual sense, what they have actually written. It doesn't always resemble what you see in the ECL language, but it resembles exactly what is executing on the supercomputer. So I've always been developing that graph control, and I've had this test rig just in a web page just to make my life easier for doing that, because it's been a web-based control. So in around this time, we were trying to get together some ECL colorizers for GitHub. So people who are checking in ECL code there can see the ECL syntax highlighted in a more friendly way rather than the old black and white. Mm-hmm. So I started messing around with just doing a web-based editor, which I did, and added a bit of JavaScript just to allow the submitting of the jobs to the back-end server, and just a little grid to display the results. When I first got it working, I realized this would be a great demo tool, especially since we're moving these platforms into the cloud. So in theory, we could have a whole environment running up in the cloud. Somebody, you know, sees some marketing literature on ECL, what is that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I can just go to the playground. I have nothing to download, nothing to install, and I've got a drop-down list with all the samples there. So I can see everything from a hello world right through to a denormalize. It kind of grew out of a test bed.
That's a great concept. Now, you mentioned demo. Is it restricted for just demo purposes?
It's not restricted for demo purposes. In its current incarnation, it's included with the 3.8 platform. It actually has two views of it. One is when you go straight into the playground, and that has this drop-down with a few pre-canned samples ready to go. But you can also open any existing work unit that's been submitted and has maybe completed or failed. And it will not only open up the ECL that was submitted, it will open up the graph control, as I spoke about earlier, plus the results and or errors that occurred during the compilation of that work unit. So it's a good post-mortem tool as well for previously executed jobs. And in that incarnation, it is used outside the demo sphere.
That's great. Sounds like a great tool. So what shouldn't it be used for? Are there any limitations?
The main limitation would be the lack of a save feature. That isn't quite the limitation, because every time you submit a job, your ECL is inherently saved within the work unit. It is within the archive part of that. But it's not in any way or concept, it's not any reliable way to manage your source code.
Yeah.
So it's really for the one-off submission jobs or...
Yeah, it's not like automatically part of your repository, for example, and you have to remember, if you paste in new code and you're testing it in the ECL playground, that unless you, you know, physically archive it and copy it to your repository, you may lose it. That's all. It's the only, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a limitation
to
me.
Not really.
So, Bob, from a training perspective, how do you see this beneficial to someone learning ECL and in the classroom?
Right. Already, since 3.8 was released, we've been using that in our training cluster. A lot of the examples that are in the ECL playground were actually born from the training examples. And Gordon had emailed me several months ago and said, "Do you have any examples?" And I said, "Boy, do I have examples." So all the training examples that we show in our classes are also part of the ECL playground. Some of the training rooms restricting access to thumb drives and things like that, it's kind of been difficult to get the training examples to the students. So now this is just a great opportunity. Go out to the ECL playground, copy and paste, download what you need, look at what you need at any time, since all of us from LexisNexis always have access to those clusters.
It's probably worth mentioning one of the other major limitations. Because you are only submitting one page of ECL, you can't actually reference other modules or other attributes within that one. So it's just for self-packaged single chunks.
Does that also work with the function libraries then? If you had,
No, it will work with the standard libraries.
Okay,
you
cool.
can still use those.
Excellent.
Okay. So if I'm a developer and I want to take my code for a spin in the ECL playground, how do I access this?
Well, the easiest way to access it is from the ECL Watch front page. On the left-hand side, you'll find the main link to the ECL Playground. Also, on any work unit page within the ECL within ECL Watch, there is a link called ECL Playground for that work unit.
Okay. And as you mentioned, it's in the latest 3.8 binary
version
on hpcsystems.com. So you can just go there and hit download, and it's in their latest 3.8 release.
That is correct.
And we also have documentation for it.
Yes, there is. Yes. Yeah, good point, Trish. There's ECL Playground PDF that's out there as well now.
Great.
Now, one thing worth noting is, while I mentioned you don't have to download or install any client tools, to get the benefit of the graphing portion, it will prompt you to download and install the Graph Control plugin, which is just a web-based plugin.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay.
Well, thanks, guys. This was really educational and informative.
Yeah, you know, I just... It's really not a playground. I mean, it's a marvelous tool that Gordon has done, and mixing the ability to look at your code in the editor, having a graph visualization on the right, having the results on the bottom, it's just, you know, marvelous. Great job, Gordon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gordon. Thanks, Bob.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the HPCC Systems podcast. You can find this podcast along with other information on our website at hpccsystems.com. Also, be sure to join our LinkedIn group, follow us on Twitter and our other social media channels to hear about our latest news, product updates, and events. Just go to hpccsystems.com/connect. Until next time, take care and best of luck with your big data initiatives.